started the Torah Way, Northwest London, in conjunction with Haderech and Beis Hamidrash Knesset Yecheskel, Thursday, 3rd of Sivan, 2nd of June, 47th day of the Omer, Rav Yaakov Yehuda Solomon Shlita.
Rishus, Yidid, Nehurai, Harav Agon Rav Aharon Shlita. I'm going to even say Meir V'Rebbe Rav Aharon, although he won't want me to say it. Sitting in Gated Yeshiva Gedolah at the time, just to look and watch Rav Aharon learning with his lahavas and with cheshik that like we've just heard, ubesimcha rabba, has been for me a limud which I've taken with me, and here's an opportunity to thank Rav Aharon for that chizuk that I got when I was in yeshiva. To thank Haderech and Teirway for giving me the schus to be able to say a few words of chizuk. Being Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parashas Bamidbar, being followed by the Yom Tov of Shavuos in Shnas HaShmitah, the Hashpoas, which the Sforim tell us about, is an opportunity and a time to be able to become a chuzuk and to be zeicha to all the siyata d'shmai. To start with the Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parashas Bamidbar, the Sedra Parashas Bamidbar has a great significance in the Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. The Gemara tells us twice a year is the Kriyas HaTorah of the Klolos. And the Gemara explains the Klolos of Parashat Kisavoy calls for Shana V'Klolei Seo Tochel Shono Berchesel. Before the Yom HaDin of Rosh Hashanah, we do a Kriyas HaTorah of the Parsha of the Techocha of Kisavoy, in order to be called so we should be nisra'ira to do tshuva, and with that be zeicha that the new year afterwards should be only bracha. Ask the Gemara Akasha, then Megillah Daf Lamed Aleph. Fair enough. When we're talking about the Techocha of Parshas Kisavoy before Rosh Hashanah, we can understand. Kol so shono klod yisrael, tochil shono mirbrachisel. But the Parsha Bachukosai has no connection whatsoever with the Yom HaDin. Why do we line the Techocha of Parashat Bechukosai in Parashat Bechukosai? What Shaitan had to do with Yom HaDin? Says the Gemara, Shavuos is the Yom HaDin Leperis HaIlo, to be zeicha to the Toiva of the Perius HaIlo. For that we have the Techocha of Parashat Bechukosai. Peiris HaIlon is Bein Begashmi, Bein Baruchni, And the Sforum will explain, as much as it's a Gashmistic Abrocha of Peres Yilon, it's a remez to the highest Madrigas of Ruchnius. And for that, we had last week Parash B'chukosai, the Hisoirus of Tichocha, to bring us back to Tshuva again in order Tochil Shana and with its Tova, and it should be the end of any Klala. Tosus there says, in between the Tichocha of Kisalvay and B'chukosai, we have a Shabbos to be Mafsik. And as far as take this further, the Marsha already speaks about it. We understand the Shabbos, the Tzavim, straight after Kisavai, talks about the mitzvah of Tshuva. But what has Bosh Bamidbar to help us? And Rashi and the Tosafot says, we line Bamidbar in between B'chukosai and Shavuos, very negiah this year. We know that in Eretz Yisrael there are parsha ahead. And Lot Mefarshim explain, really we could have made Achremes and Kedoshim together, and that way we could have met up with Eretz Yisrael. Why do we wait for Matos Umaseh this year? And the Mefarshim explain with this thesis. We want Parashas Bamidbar before Shavuos. And we'd rather be out of not working together with Eretz Yisrael, non-consistent with Eretz Yisrael, and only join up in Parashas Matos Umaseh in order to have Parashas Bamidbar before Shavuos. Ramesh Feinstein says a most beautiful deher to explain what Tosus is saying in Parashas Bamidbar. And he explains, Parashas B'chukosai, the Tichocha comes about Im Loi Sishmu. And we all know Rashi said this, talking about Amenus Batorah, or not being an Omol Batorah. It's talking about not doing all that we can for Avodas Hashem. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, a disrashlus in Avodas Hashem is because we are not in touch with our own chashivus, with our own individuality, with our own identity. Came straight after the Dechocha in last week's parasha, with the parasha of Erchim. Every person has a value. Every person has an individuality. Be mispoinen in who you are. Kaizan and Major Feinstein. Parashas Bamidbar, Se'u Es Roish. Lift yourself up. Know who you are. Know what you stand for. The Mispah Shemois. As the Sforum explained, Mispah is a number. Every number 3 has a number 2 beforehand and a number 4 afterwards. It's Chlolos of Klal Yisrael, of a Shemois. As Ramban explained in Sefer Bereishis, Shemois is a description and expressing individuality. A name is the Mahus HaAdam. Then we have the parasha of the Dgolim. Every Shevet has its own identity, its own individuality. And together, Yachad Shivtei Yisrael, we come together in Avodas Hashem. So the Ramesh Feinstein, when Tosus talks about Parashas Bamidbar, and it's between the Tichocha of Parashas B'chukosai and the Yom Tov Shavuos, it's Se'u'es Roish. Know what it means, Avodas Hashem. Know what it means, Avodas Hashem, of every individual. To say over, what I want to hear from my father, Shlita, and each time he said it with Azah Slavus, and gave such a chizuk. He said over, he was once talking to the brother of the Chazon Ish, Shmuel Greinemann. And he asked Shmuel Greinemann, who was known as the Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, tell me something from the Chofetz Chaim. And Shlomo Greiman said over this Maisa, and he was the Bala, Shmuel Greiman was the Bala Maisa himself. And he said over, there was an historical meeting in Radin when the Chofetz Chaim was over 90 years old. Came together the Rosh Hashivas of both Poland and Lithuania. There was a financial crisis in all the yeshivas, and they came together by the Chofetz Chaim for the Yetzer what to do. From that it came out about the yeshivas, they made a committee to go around the whole world. The Chofetz Chaim was sitting there, b'tzar gadol, upset on the matzav of Klal Yisrael b'chlal and the Bnei Yeshivas b'frat. Shmuel Greiman, being a Talmud of the Chofetz Chaim, the meeting took 2 hours, afterwards went, as he says, he went for a dremel, a shloth, and he couldn't sleep. He was tossing and turning. Out of seeing the Tzar, like the Godel HaDor at the time Chofetz Chaim had, he couldn't sleep. Suddenly, while tossing and turning, the Shlomo Greiman saying this over, he had a moedike einfach, an idea. He got so excited, he went to the Chofetz Chaim's house early morning, waited outside till the first opportunity to go to the Chofetz Chaim. And he said, Rebbe, Ichova Eitza, I've got an Eitza. Chofetz Chaim smiled. All he said it over. He said, "Man Tayru, yeah, what?" He said, "I believe be'emuna shleima." Again, I believe be'emuna shleima that the schar of once putting on tefillin makes such a avo by the Ribbono Shleilam, and schar I'm prepared to give today's hanochas tefillin to look after all the yeshivas ad Moshiach v'ad v'chal. And he thought Chofetz Chaim will dance out of simcha. Chofetz Chaim said to him, "The Ribbono Shel Olam betos nish mekabel. He won't be mekabelit." And Chofetz Chaim explained his words. What happens if a child goes on the street and finds a 50 a pound note, $100, whatever, walks into a shop that sells sweets and asks for a packet of sweets and gives over this money? The shopkeeper, Al Pi Halacha, is not allowed to sell it because the child doesn't know what he's giving away. The Ribbono Shel Olam can't be mekabel your hanochas tefillin for the yeshivas, because the one say putting on tefillin mekavona, the schar is a lot more than looking after all the yeshivas for ad bechlal. The Ribbono Shel Olam can't be mekabel it because you don't know what you're giving away. Halavai, halavai, halavai. You would have a musuk of the idea of Shmuel. Shmuel. Look what the Chofetz Chaim answered him. The value, the erech, su'u es roish. When it's a shayla of omal ha-toira, when it's a shayla of doing avodas Hashem, a mincha, a mariv, it's not to tick the box. I did the mariv, I'm doing the mincha. Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to a mincha. Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to a mariv. Says Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, Su'es Roish. We're entering into a Shavuos. We're being mekabel the Torah like we heard. We're saying Al Nas and the Nishma. Su'es Roish. Know what it means, Hashem Chabonu, that we are zeichet to Kabbalah the Torah. That we are zeichet to say the Nas and the Nishma. We are zeichet from all the Umos HaElam to be the ones we have the Schus. The sheer opportunity of Torah and Avodah and Yerushalayim. And this is the Bamidbar, Parshat Bamidbar, in the Tesis of Megillah and Adal from the base. Shavuos and Shemitah. I want to say over a vault. I just come back from America. I said over to my father, Avot and Yishmael, where did you come? Say in davening, in Birchas Krishma, after Krishma, Alorishenim, Walacharenim, Dova, Toy, Vekayam, La Oymavot. Who are these Rishenim and who are these Acharenim? The Rashba and the Ritva, the Rishenim, and the Sagas Ayan of Chaim Bisco, the Achreinim. Who's our Rishenim, Val Achreinim, Dova, Toy, Vekayom, Loel, and Boyet? I saw Dova Nifla Moid in the Peir Siach Yitzhak in the Siddha Agro. Our Rishenim, Val Achreinim. Our Rishenim is the Doir Mekabli Atoira. They went through a whole transition, they went through a whole change. And it's there, Mazben, he talks about it. They were Mekabal the Torah with the Nasa and Nishma. Suddenly all the crockery became treif. All things that were eating, they had to learn Hilchos Shechita. They had to be Megarish because they were married to Arvah, to Aroyas. And they said, Dovah Toiv, with the Azuzdik Dusha. Being Zoycha to be Klal Yisrael, they will Mekabal the Torah with all the so-called inconveniences. And they said, Dovah Toiv. It's as of the Kedusha. It's as Kanema. Barachreinim, Zotah Moiradik, is the Doir after the Mekabal the Torah onwards, Adayim Azeh. You need the same as of the Kedusha. To be Mekabal the Torah, you need the same as of the Kedusha to continue with the Mesiris and not to change. When a person lives Koyach HaEschachos and we're always looking for new, to stay with the old, to carry on the Mesiris, Alorishenim Dova Toiv and Achreinim Chai Mekayom Loilam Boed, it's the same midah as Kanan. And that's what we're saying. We're talking about the Dor Mekabli HaTorah and from the Doris afterwards, carrying on the Mesiris. Dova Toiv, Mekayom Loilam Boed. It's Azuz the Kedusha. We'll come back to it, but let's try and be Mazbe. We know that Gemara says, in Shabbos, when Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, the Rebbein Shem said, Mi gila rozel abona. A sprach of the Malachi Ashores. And the Gemara brings the Pasuk from Tehillim Kuf Gimel, after the Baruch Hashem Malachov, Giboyri Koyach, Oysed Devoroi Lishmoya Bekel Devoroi. It's a sprach of Malachi Ashores to say the Nasa Kedem and Nishma. Giboyri Koyach, Oysed Devoroi Lishmoya Bekel Devoroi. The Medrash in Parsha Vayikra, a Moed the Koloshin in the Medrash, Omar Ab Yitzchok. Lo Yoim Echot. Lo Shabbos Echot. Lo Chodesh Echot. El Shola Achas. Giboyri Koyach Oysed Devoroi Lishmoya Bekel Devoroi Zu Shomrei Shvi'is. The very pasuk that the Torah, that the Gemara describes from Chazal, the Madrega of Klal Yisrael at Nasa v'Nishma by Kabbalas HaTorah, the very pasuk is brought by the Medrash Zu Shem Rishmin Shvi'is. I'm not making a Karen HaShvi'is appeal now, but when everybody talks about being a partner of the Shem Rishmin, it's a very easy way to do it, not easy way to do it, of a Nasa Kedem and Nishma. Nasa Kedem and Nishma. Zushay Mishvies, And this was the Madrig of Klal Yisrael, when they said, Nas Kod Nishma B'Shas. What is this Madrig of Nas of Nishma? What is this Madrig? In the Lashon of Davening, we say, Ba'avur, in the Lashon of Avarabba, which is the Tefillah, for Torah, Avodas Hashem, to be Mechavan on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, Ba'avur Aviseinu Shebotcha V'cha V'atalamdeim Chukei Chayim. We're talking about Torah. How does Bitochen come in? In the Sforim states that the remez here in Tefillah is to the well-known Medrash which Rashi already brings down in Parashat Zayis HaBrocha. The Rebbein Shalom went around the Umas Olam and asked them, do you want the Torah? And the Umas Olam all said, Ma'ak Sivba, what's written in the Torah? And we all know the Rebbein Shalom said, Kavi Yochel, Le Sirzach, Le Sinach, Le Signev, and so on. Came to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh Kedem L'Nishma. I remember, on the Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Gurwitz, Zeche Tzadik Livrocha, in the Simchas HaChag, once the Shavua said, Rabbi Yisrael, he said, who's Erech? The Umas HaOlam or Klal Yisrael? L'Nish Klal Yisrael, the Rosh Hashiva, he said, Maksimba. And the Rebbe should say, but Tom is ready, you're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara, you're not allowed to speak Achilles, you're not allowed to speak politics, you have to get up early for Dominic, and all, go on with the list and say, culture, find somebody else. No, Nasa Manishma. Emes, Nasa Manishma, Fred Maxipo. Chaim Shmuel Emes and Sikhus Musa Zot. The Dargo of Naaseh V'Nishma and the Dargo of Shomei Shvi'is is a bittle to Ribbono Shel Olam and to Ratzon Hashem that I've got no agenda except the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he says it's a Dargo of Bitochen. The Ramban already says the highest Madriga in Emuna is Bitochen. And Bitochen is Ichonish Kandeya. My whole Rotson is whatever the Rotson the Rebbein Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael said Naaseh V'Nishma. The Umas HaOlam said Maksimbo. The Umas HaOlam said, is Torah dictating our life? We don't mind to learn Torah as a study by night. But that Torah should come and dictate our life. Not on. What's written in the Torah? And the Rebbein Shem said, the Sirtzach, he said, what? That's how we live. He's going to tell us that Torah is going to demand, Torah is going to dictate our life. No. Klal Yisrael understood that Hashem oiz lavo yitin in oiz el Torah. We're here for Rotan Hashem. Istakil boi reisa ubora alma. Torah was here before the Bria. We have to make our lifestyle out of Torah. Not that the Torah should fit into our lifestyle. We have to fit our lifestyle into the Torah. And that's Naaseh V'Nishma. Sholem once engaged, I was young then, but it stuck in my mind, said the Moedi Kazakh. Said the Moshul. So the marshal was talking about generally keeping away to Hashem. There was a village that were making Achnosa Sefer Torah. As they were making Achnosa Sefer Torah, there was a competition between the ladies of the village who can make the nicest mantle cover for the Sefer Torah, and that would be used for the Achnosa Sefer Torah, and all the rest be for Shabbos and Yom Tovim. Came to the day, and there was one mantle, mamish. More than all that, beautiful, beautiful. Did the hagba, the klila, and they tried to put it on, and it didn't fit. It was too thin. They told the lady who made it, I can't use it. And in the marshal, you can imagine, Shimon was trying to take it over. She got in terror, she was crying. And then she turned around and said, "What's the problem? Just take out some of those ureas, make the Sefer Torah thinner, and the mantle will fit." Said Rav Shimon, "Ala lechem and make the tzonas," and chuckled at what the lady said. And are we not the same? This mincha doesn't fit in, that marriage doesn't fit in, because the Muslim's a bit too long, and all that goes with it. We take out the ureas, and we thin the Sefer Torah. We make our lifestyle important, and the Torah has to fit into our lifestyle. Mark Sibba, no. We have to take the Torah, and be from the Torah, be kaveh of the lifestyle. See what steht in Torah, and from that be kaveh. There's a Moedi Kavod, which I once heard. Think the Shem Rebellion, Moedi Kavod. When Naomi was trying to dissuade Rus from going to Eretz Yisrael, she said, "Vashatilchi ilich, vashatolim olim." The Gemara and Yomers and Rashi wrote it down. It's referring, she was told, the Issa of Tchum Shabbos and the Issa of Yichud. The Kasha is, say, "Vashaloi teilich lo ilich, vashaloi tolim lo olim." It was Isuri. The Teretz is Rusu making Kabbalah, Geirus Kabbalah Satira. When she heard the Issat Chum Shabbos, she heard the whole way of life. Batalandim Chuki Chaim. She heard the whole way of life. Shabbos Kodesh. Bashatilich Elich. There's a whole way of life to the Shabbos. Satira is telling us, Vidav Zechfir in our Shabbos. There's an Issa Yichud. She didn't just see the Isurim, the restrictions of Hilchos Sneirus. She saw Bashetolin Olin, the ideas of the Chfirin in our royalty and dignity to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Making our way of life, our style of life, Al Pi Torah. And this was the Goyim, Lomas Olam, Mark Silva, and Claudius was Nasa and Ishma. Nasa and Ishma is. Buckle under. It may be hard. And there may be the outside so-called ruchniyistic pollution taking over. But we've got the Azaz de Kedusha. Na'asem and Nishma says in Gemara, why would we zeicha to Torah? Because we are the Azen Shemumas. Bold like a leopard, brazen for Torah. Brazen for Avodas Hashem, the first of Marsh and Ayyad Vishman Amalikim. We can fight, to use the Yeshivish Shesprach. We can show that we don't care what other people do think of us when it comes to Avodas Hashem. Avada, we have to think of others when it's the wrong thing, and that's the guest of Shmira. But the Ayyad Vishman Amalikim, our belly used to say, we shouldn't be slumped up in our Fahar Nachmeh Vesim by the first of Marsh and Simon Aleph Sif Aleph. It's Azul de Kedusha. It's Nasem and Ishma. And this is Babur Avisenu Shemot Chavachot. It's only Shaykh Azar Azul de Kedusha. When we Tzuis Roish, when we know who we are. The Malbim says, Eicha, how did Klal Yisrael fall in Madriga? Because they didn't live that Ayeka. Suddenly we become Anov. Vayikbali with the Darke Hashem. Know who we are. I mean, in the beginning of Shari Aveda says the first thing in Aveda Hashem is Lehakir ule hispoinen be'erech atzme be'erech aveisav. Know your value. Know who you are. Know what once putting on a tefillin is. Know what the Kabbalah Zatir is. We go from the Suez Roish into the Shmos. In the year of Shemitah. And this is Isa Devorin Shmaya Bakil Devorin. This is the Shemitah. And this is Anasa Mishnah. And it's possible when they come together about Midbar Erev Shvus, Mita Shvus, in Ashnasa Shemitah, the Ashpah of Gibbari Koyach And maybe allow me for another few minutes. How much it's a dova b'itzay and his seiras. You know, Chazal tell us that a mitzoy doshen Chazal, that the skulas has man of Mashiach is the mitzoy shvis. Poshet to be zeicha to geula, we have to have this koyach to fight against any impressions nibachots. Tzias Mitzrayim. This is what brings Geula. When we talk about us living in difficult times, what Klal Yisrael are going through in Eretz Yisrael, we have to say it clearly, from Klal Yisrael being Klal Yisrael, not Chariot. But they've all got middle of Azus. And we know the Mishnah and others have a Az Kaneme, Az Eponim again. The middle of Azus to be brazen, not to be nispor. The middle of Azus to give and do without caring whatsoever about other people. To want to be oike yadus, and it's coming from Yidden themselves. How much we have to be machazik in Hebe Azkanema, in our Nasa Benishma. How we have to be strong, al rishinim, val achroinim, dovo toiv, vekayon la'ilam vet. When they want to be oike, and take away from the Torah to be able to have Parnosa. When they want to be Oik and take away the Kaisel from its Kedusha Vatara. And so on and so on and so on. Let's not mention it all. And let's talk about us in England. When the Xeris on the Chinuch HaBonim VaBonois. What do they basically want from us? We are not Nevi'im. But Chazal tell us, it's for us to be Nisoira and to go with the Azuz de Kedusha ve Az Kaneme for Chinuch Habonim Habonois for Avodas Hashem and Torah. Look at their Azuz when it's Az Eponim Gehenem and learn from that Azuz de Kedusha ve Az Kaneme. And Sforim already speak out. In the Mishnah and others there, where Az Kaneme finishes off, Yerotzen Shibon Lebeis HaMikdash B'mher of Yomein. Say the Mephoshim. We come to Ryan, a safe drosha, Yerotzen Shibon Lebeis HaMikdash B'mher of Yomein. Then Kaidoma, the next Mishnah, Mechomish, we're coming in. The Teretz is, Have Az Kaneme, Un Giboy Kari, Giboy Koyach. Have Az Kaneme, and the Az Eponim Negehenim, that is the chutzpah yasker of the Miklus of the Mashiach. The chutzpah yasker, they say over Raisa, I'm not taking a chreisa, it's true, but they say over Rabbi Kiveiga was going with the Chava for a walk. Suddenly the Chava says to Rabbi Kiveiga, Mashiach comes. Said, so Rabbi Kiveiga said, Achof? He said, oh, what's next? He said, Zitzendik, two children are sitting there, and Rabbi Kiveiga geht vorbei, and they stay in the shape, they didn't stand. Chutzpah Yasker, Mashiach's coming. So Rabbi Kiveiga said, Chutzpah Yasker is when Zwei Talmidei Chachamim are sitting on a bench, and children go past and say, they didn't get up for us. Rabbi said, we're holding it. I'm telling you, we're holding it. That's the Chutzpah Yasker. As Kanema, as upon him again. Yerotzen Shibona, the might, the Matzias of Man Mashiach. And that's why there's so much chutzpah yaska. But we have to take this yisoid of Azad the Kedusha. We have to take this yisoid of Nasa Vanishma. The goyim zon maksiv bo, it's got to fit in with our style of life. We are going to lift our style of life and make it our pit Torah. Torah is there beforehand. Torah is there first. It was the stack of Baraisa of our Alma. We should be Zoyche Mitz Hashem. Through the Kriyas HaTorah of Parashat Bamidbar, Se'u Es Roish. Know our identity, our individuality. And we camp then around the Mishkan. We should be Zoyche to camp around the Beis HaMikdash B'mehira. We should have the Kabbalah HaTorah of Shavuos. The Naasev and Nishma but the Azul de Kedusha in the Shnas HaShmita. And we should zeichet to Mashiach, Yirotzen, Shibon, Beis HaMikdash, and here we are, Amen, Amen.